Everyone knows planting a tree is one of life's simple good deeds. While any reason to plant is a good one, the benefits of planting certain types of trees go well beyond the obvious reasons. And at the very root of this story is one very important species, the great Atlantic white cedar. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Each year, the National Aquarium's conservation team partners with Worcester County Schools, the Nature Conservancy, Chesapeake Bay Trust, Maryland Conservation Corps, and the Maryland Department of the Environment to restore historic stands of Atlantic white cedars along Maryland's eastern shore. The story starts in local middle school classrooms and culminates in a massive community planting event each spring at the Nassawango Creek Preserve in Snow Hill, Maryland. And why is the Atlantic white cedar so important to our region? That's a story that's almost as old as the bay itself. Atlantic white cedars are evergreens with scaly leaves that grow in fern-like structures. They're uniquely suited to thrive in the wet, acidic soil of the lowlands adjacent to waterways of the mid-Atlantic. In fact, they thrive at altitudes less than 200 feet above sea level. Once prevalent along the coast from Maine to Florida, the species was decimated by several hundred years of logging, as its dense, heat- and water-resistant lumber was highly desirable for shipbuilding, barrels, pilings, water tanks, duck decoys, and furniture. Its charcoal was even used to make gunpowder in the Revolutionary War. After the great stands of Atlantic white cedars were logged, the swampy land in which they had thrived was drained to make it suitable for fast-growing loblolly pines, at one time the most commercially important tree in the southeastern United States. From white-tailed deer and beavers to an assortment of birds, including yellow-throated warblers, hooded warblers, and pileated woodpeckers, upsetting an ancient ecosystem in favor of commerce. While there's inherent value in reestablishing and preserving this wetland habitat for the species who rely upon it, Atlantic white cedar forests perform several even more important functions for those who live in the Chesapeake Bay watershed, some of which only became apparent after the trees were gone. When the cedar forests were depleted and drained to make way for the fast-growing loblolly pines, we began to discover that the wet, marshy soil ideal for white cedars also acted as a natural sponge, preventing flooding in areas around the bay and protecting adjacent areas from storm surge effects and rising tides. At the same time, this sponge effect also works to protect the bay from human impacts by filtering potentially toxic runoff before it reaches the water, keeping the bay healthier by sopping up human-made nutrient waste. It's a natural carbon sink as well, sequestering that overabundant greenhouse gas. Each fall, Worcester County Middle School students incubate new generations of Atlantic white cedars by tending and caring for thousands of seedlings on their school grounds. Every spring for the last 10 years, an army of volunteers then deploys to the Nassawango Creek Preserve, a 10,000-acre parcel of protected swamp and upland forest owned by the Nature Conservancy, to plant those seedlings in a former loblolly pine forest. There, the conservation team's volunteers have also restored the terrain to more natural contours, including meandering creeks and pools, and have planted over 36,000 Atlantic white cedars. Now thriving, this restored white cedar forest is home to 60 species of migratory birds and numerous rare plant species, and it's once again able to perform a suite of benefits to a species that once nearly wiped it out, filtering our pollutants, mitigating storm surge and rising sea level, and absorbing the carbon of our industrial society. The National Aquarium is proud to play a role in revitalizing this aquatic treasure. To learn more about our Conservation Action Team's efforts and how you can help restore the Chesapeake Bay, visit us at aqua.org/conserve. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.